Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to September 2017 and the Party at My Place podcast right here on the Michigan Business Network. I have a question for everyone. What hums is curious, gentle, intelligent, comes in 23 natural colors, and is one of the softest creatures you'll ever hug? Anybody know? It's alpacas. It's the Alpaca Festival. And with me today is Nancy Rogers. Hello, Nancy.
Hello.
Hey, I just think that's wonderful. Lots of hugs for everybody.
Yes, definitely.
I understand that there is an alpaca, and the gentleman is over on kind of in the Flint side, and he has coffee every morning with his alpaca. And he mentioned this about the humming and how they want to be hugged all the time.
Yeah, some of them do. They're very, very gentle animals.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for being a part of the show today. But tell us a little bit about the festival that's coming up, the dates, the location.
Okay. The Alpaca Show, it's the Michigan International Alpaca Fest. And actually, this is our 22nd year of having it here in Michigan. It is the longest running alpaca show in the United States. It is a certified show through the Alpaca Owners Association. And it will be held at the Summit in Sports Complex in Diamonddale on Saturday, October 7th, and on Sunday, October 8th.
Tell me, what happens at the festival? What's it all about?
Well, basically it is, there will be animals from a variety of states here. Alpacas here from a variety of states. We generally get them from Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan. And there will be a halter class competition, and that is judging on the conformation of the animal. And then there will be a walking fleece competition, which is actually the fleece is still on the animal, and that will be judging the fleece composite on the animal. There will be numerous vendors there with alpaca-made merchandise. It is free admission, so there's no cost to park and there's no cost to get in. So it's a great family educational fun event.
It sounds like a great place to take the family. You just said it, but I just think that bringing your family along to see the alpacas and to see products from them and how they're judged.
And bring your cameras, too.
Absolutely. But I want to hear them hum. I'm hoping that when they're humming, it's my tune, but that's okay. And then also, you said that they're curious and gentle and intelligent.
I would probably refer to them as the curiosity of a cat. They're very curious. They do a lot of times come to you on their terms versus your terms, but they're fuzzy. They all have different looks. They all have different personalities.
You know, I think that's the part that I have heard about them, their personalities, that they're of their own, which is pretty neat. How many will you have? How many alpacas?
At the show, we normally have approximately 180 to 220. Depends on how many people register for the show. And like I said, the vendors, in the past, we've had anywhere from 10 to 14 vendors. This year, we've gotten some new vendors coming in. So we're really excited about expanding the vendor part of the program as well.
A question I have, because they're sheared and they're wool, they're, what would you call it? It's not a wool, is it?
We call it fiber or
fiber,
fleece most
fiber.
Of the
there
time.
You go. Do they come in different colors?
Yes, they come in 22 natural colors.
And each one then, will they have any actual demonstrations of using the fiber?
Not unless a vendor is demonstrating, whether it's needle felting, wet felting. There'll probably be some spinners going there with spinning wheels. And so you'll get to see some of that part of the production of it. There is so much that can be done with the fiber. Like I say, the wet felting, needle felting, knitting, crocheting, spinning. There'll be yarn available, so if people are a knitter or crocheter, they can buy it and take it home and make themselves something warm and snuggly.
Yeah. So tell me, what do they eat?
They eat grain and they eat hay. So they're pretty actually easy to care for on that aspect of, a cup and a half of grain a day.
Hey, they're light eaters, aren't they?
Yeah, they really don't. They are grazers, so... if you keep hay out or if you have a pasture, they'll graze on the grass pretty much all the time.
So how many farms in Michigan do we have that are actually growing alpacas?
That is really hard to say. I guess I can't completely answer that for you. I know that I would be safe to say there are hundreds of farms in Michigan, whether they have certified animals or they have a fiber herd. Some Some farms do a fiber herd, and that's what they do is just produce the fiber because the animals are shorn once a year and then have it processed into either yarn or product. So, and one thing I do want to note is the reason we call it fiber or fleece is because we don't really have it associated with wool per se, because a lot of times wool, people generate that or think towards the sheep.
Yes.
And it being scratchy, where alpaca fiber does not have the lanolin in it like sheep's wool does.
Okay, and it's very soft and touchy. I've got just a quick question because I got about 30 seconds. Where was their origin?
Their origin is from South America, Chile, Peru, Bolivia.
And you've got some beautiful garments from down there, I know. So, great.
Yes.
So, you know, I want to thank you, Nancy. Once again, the dates on that event are October 7 and 8, Diamonddale. You can check our website, michiganfun.com. We've got the listings up there, and we hope to see you all out there. So, Nancy, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Sue.
You're welcome. This is Sue once again with the Party at My Place here on the Michigan Business Network.